Hello, you're back. Good to have you. Listen, we're going to be going into segment number two. I got my notes and I hope you are ready to dive in too, because here's what we're going to be talking about. Today, it's all about why do people join a membership and what do you specifically provide inside of a membership? Because I'm going to give you the number one thing that all membership sites absolutely must create. Without it, you're going to struggle and flounder. But with it, you're going to thrive. We're going to talk about that. We're going to dig right into it. So roll up your sleeves and let's get going. Woohoo!
What if I told you there was a super simple way to start a membership? If you have an existing business or even a brick and mortar store, it's even easier because all it takes is a subtle pivot to turn what you already know, love, and do into a profitable online business. But first, you need to get clear on why people join a membership site in the first place. And in this training, I'm going to teach you the four reasons why people join any membership. And it's not because they want access to content or a community. And speaking of content, what do you provide inside of your membership? And how do you provide it in a way that doesn't overwhelm your people or you? Nobody wants to be stuck on a content treadmill, and in this training, I'm going to show you what to provide to create an ultra-sticky membership site that people don't ever want to leave. Plus, I'm also going to show you the number one component that all memberships must include. Without it, your members will struggle to make progress, but with it, they'll thrive. Remember, as a membership site owner, we get paid based on our ability to keep people happy. And a huge predictor of their happiness is them making progress. If they're getting results, they'll stay. And what I'm going to share with you is based on proven real-world success in all sorts of different markets. And there are so many stories of other people in markets like health and wellness, business, coaching, art, music, calligraphy, dog training, hairstyling, and so many more. But what's beautiful about these stories is not only what this shift has done for their business, but what it's done for their life. These are real people, life-changing results, and a ripple effect that has a far greater impact on the people and causes that they care about. Collectively, our tribe community has been able to impact millions of people around the world, from eating healthier to managing money, training pets, becoming better musicians. The strategies I'm going to share are universal, regardless of what market you're in. Tribe works. So if you're an established expert and you want to generate more passive income, or you're an influencer who has a large following that you want to transition into a thriving business, you'll discover why a subtle shift towards a membership-based business means big-hearted, freedom-loving entrepreneurs like you and me can make more money, contribute in a much bigger way, and all while creating more freedom to do the things and be with the people that we love. So let's get started and let's dive into why people join a membership and what you should provide inside a membership to create an amazing experience that keeps people coming back month after month after month. Let's go! Well, hello, my friends. We are absolutely live. And I know some of you, because I can see in the comments, are saying that you can't hear anything. So just in case, I want you to click the three bars on the video player. Just hover over the video player and click the three bars. And hopefully you should be able to hear me. So let me know in the comments if you can hear me okay. Give me a TH. I see somebody just said no. Audio. So just click the three bars. Click the three bars. You'll see the three bars when you hover over the video. Click the three bars and you should be able to see it. Okay, I apologize about that. This is how you know it is live. Like, I get questions all the time. Thank you for all the THs. You guys are amazing. That is awesome. Thank you. I get questions all the time like, is this actually live? This is how you know it's live. We intentionally have screw-ups just so you know it's live. No, I'm kidding. Of course, we don't intentionally do that, but this kind of stuff happens. So I could see in the comments in real time that people were saying it was no audio. So I was quickly scrambling my little diagram here. But listen, thank you so much for coming and joining. My friends, today is going to be incredible. This is really where we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to dive into some very important components as it relates to membership sites. And specifically, some of the stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you today is you could absolutely use in other areas too. But for membership sites, it is critical. Because from all of my years of experience, you know, I've been working with literally tens of thousands of business owners in all kinds of different markets. And when it comes to membership sites, a lot of people mess up what we're about to talk and discuss here today, and that is what to provide inside of a membership. And I will tell you this, that many times people think that the more content I provide, the more value I create. And I'm here to tell you that's just not true. In fact, it's the very opposite. Because the number one reason that people cancel from a membership site is not that the content isn't any good. It's that there's too much content and they're overwhelmed. And so the moment that that seed is planted, that they're paying for something that they're not using, they're gone. And so what we're going to cover here today is the number one thing that you absolutely must include in your membership site to see it to continue to thrive. We're also going to talk about why people actually join a membership, because again, this is one of those things that people think that they join for the content or join for the community, and that's a half truth. That's partially why they join, but I'm going to talk to you about why they really join, and we're going to really dig into it here today. So my friends, first and foremost, welcome to everybody. Hopefully, we've got the audio sorted out. For those of you who are jumping on that maybe can't hear it, just in case, click the three bars. If you hover over the video, click the three bars and click that, and you should be able to get sound. We'll get that figured out for next time. Also, you'll be happy to know that last time we had a little hiccup with the chat and that it maxed out the number of people who could leave comments. Well, we forked out a whole bunch of money to be able to increase that capacity so more and more people, all of you, can leave comments today. So I'm super excited about that. We've got lots to dive into today. So with that, let me know where you're listening from, because just let me know in the comments real quick where you're listening from. Dave Gambrell says, I can hear you fine, Stu. He gave me the fist pump. Appreciate that, buddy. Thank you. Let's see here. Okay, people are saying, the whole sound, we're going to get this figured out. Let me hold this out. Let me hold this while I see here. Okay, oh my goodness. I got London, I got Vancouver, I got Missouri, I got Scottsdale, I got Vegas, I got Los Angeles, California, St. Louis, Cape Cod, Chicago. Holy moly. I saw Mexico there. I saw Florida, Australia, Miami, New Hampshire, UK, Virginia, Lexington, Toronto, Portugal. Oh my goodness, Argentina, another Portugal, these guys, Boise, you guys are flying in from everywhere. This is amazing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And can I just give a shout out to all of our Aussies, because I know it is early morning for all of our Aussies, so grab that cup of coffee if you need it. Welcome to all of you over in Australia. Great to have you. And I want to give a shout out to our Brits and over in the UK and in Europe, because I know that it's getting into the evening for all of you. So welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. And listen, I'm going to make your time well worth it, because today we're going to be talking about the number one thing that you absolutely must include in a membership. We're going to be breaking down your content. And when you get this right, your membership soars. When you get this wrong, it flops. And so we're going to be talking about exactly how to structure your content. You guys are on fire in the comments. Look, this is amazing. Like Chicago, New York, New Jersey, Cape Cod, Georgia. Oh my goodness. Philadelphia, Minnesota, another New Yorker, more New Yorkers, Illinois, Northampton, Key West, New Jersey, New Zealand. Amazing, amazing. People from all over the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, a couple quick housekeeping things. There is below this video a yellow button that says resources. You click that, you can download the guide. Now, here's the interesting thing about today's guide. I want you to spend more time with this guide after we finish today's training. Today, I want you to be really present with this, because the guide is really going to help facilitate your implementation of what we're going to be covering here. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to be laser locked in to what we're going to be covering here today. And the guide is going to help you in terms of implementing it after the fact. Okay. So, but make sure you download that. Also, tomorrow, which is Tuesday, I'm going to be doing another live Q&A. Okay? So we answered literally hundreds of questions. We had hundreds and hundreds of questions come in last time, and our team did a magical job of being able to try to, like, group them. So if you do have questions, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write this down on the iPad. I want you to go to Tribe Questions.com. Okay? TribeQuestions.com. Hopefully you can see that and read that. But TribeQuestions.com is going to take you to the place where you can ask your questions. Okay? So tomorrow, again, if you've got questions as we go through here today, I want you to ask them by going to TribeQuestions.com. And our team, again, is going to, you know, collect all of the questions. And then tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be answering those questions live. So the whole goal here is to help you make progress. And if you got a question that's like holding you back, I want you to ask it. It's a really important thing. There's no holds bars here. Like, you got questions, you ask them, we're going to answer them. So tribequestions.com, make sure you write that down. Okay, next thing I want to let you in on is that part three, so the next segment, I want you to make sure you got the date marked down. It's Thursday, April 30th, same bat time, same bat channel, right here at 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, the reason you'll want to tune in on Thursday is because we're going to expand on what we are talking about here today, and we're going to talk specifically about the five key areas of a successful membership site. Basically, what it boils down to is how do you get people, and how do you keep people? And we'll be breaking all of that down. Very important that you come join us for segment number three. I'm going to be giving you this unbelievable resource. Like, this one resource that we're going to give you on Thursday, people have used this one resource alone to launch membership sites. Like, just this free resource. It's an unbelievable blueprint that really maps out the whole bigger picture of how to succeed with a membership site. So you'll want to tune in for that. That is on Thursday. Now, I do have a tip for you. I don't know if any of you have noticed. I saw some guest who just said they still have no audio. So for those guests, I'm going to put it this way. Click the three bars on the player. Hover over the video and click the three bars, and you will get audio. You will get audio if you hover over and click the three bars. Okay. Now, one of the things that we're going to cover as we go through here, one of the tips that I want to give you before we dive into it is that some of you noticed that the replay of this is completely searchable, which means that as you go through this, I want you to just jot down keywords, because you can come back and search and type in those keywords, and you'll be brought to the moment in this training when I was talking about that very thing that you were searching on. So it's a super powerful feature. This is all new, and we're adding this to enhance the experience for you. So what this does is it enables you to just be able to quickly take, you know, fast notes, and you can stay locked and loaded into this. Also, the notes from my iPad will also be uploaded for the replay afterwards. And so make sure, as you're going through, take notes, and remember that you can always come back and search within the video. Usually it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours after we wrap up the live training. Also, we have a secret segment. We had one after the first one. We have one after the second one. So this is my reward, my thank you for you joining us live. And so I'm going to just give you another big hint. Make sure you stay on till the end, because we're going to have another secret segment. And so it'll look like it's all wrapping up, but just know, because you're here live, that you want to hang on and join us. So again, I just want to say thank you to all the Aussies. I want to say thank you to all of those who are all throughout Europe that are watching and tuning in. I know we got people from all over the world. I'm just grateful, because I know that it's different time zones and all that kind of stuff. And then lastly, the other thing that I want to do, I got a little confetti here. Ready? Here we go. Woohoo! Woohoo! It's my cheesy way of just taking a moment and acknowledging and celebrating that so many people took action on what we talked about last week. Like, there are so many people who have already done founding member launches, like Kendra, Laura Lee, Stephanie, Jessica, Misty, Annalie, Marcia, let's see here, Shay, Carrie, Jessica, Felton, Stephanie, Jasmine, Carol Oakley, Kathy Nichols, Angela, Brandy, Pan, John, Matt, Alice, Nina, Rick,
Mary, Doreen, Kathleen, Lizzie, Danielle, Laura, Pam, Jill, Christy, and so many more have already done founding member launches. Now, here's what I want you to make note of. Got the confetti everywhere. The founding member launch, the reason that this is so incredibly powerful, I see here Pam Blizzard said she got 30 members. That's unbelievable. That's amazing. This is what we want to celebrate because this is about you getting going. This is about getting out of your way. And sometimes, look, I know some people can get twisted up and overthinking, over-engineering it. But the most important thing is that you get going because you either win or you learn. In many cases, you're going to get the result that you're after, and it's going to create massive momentum. Some cases, you may not, but you're going to learn so much in the process of doing that. And you're going to realize, like, this isn't actually as hard as I thought it was going to be. And so this is a really, really important moment. I just want to acknowledge everybody who has taken action on what you've already learned. And listen, at the end of the day, too, if you haven't done a founding member launch yet, that's totally okay. Like, there's lots to pour into you, and you're going to get a ton out of today that's certainly going to help you get clarity. You know, I was doing a quick poll in the Telegram group. If you haven't joined that yet, you totally should. But in the Telegram group, I asked everybody, I said, right here, I said, have you watched the first part? And so 11% of people hadn't watched it yet. Everybody else had watched it. And then I asked, what was the main driver for people joining your membership? And 13% of people said that they still weren't sure yet. And that's totally okay. That's totally okay. That's what the whole series is for, is to help you get that clarity. Okay, so let's do a quick recap of the last session that we did talk about. So first thing that we did, we talked about the three home run indicators of a market that is perfect for a membership site. Now, hopefully you remember, but one was an ongoing problem. Number two was teaching a skill. And number three was creating convenience for a market. Okay, so let me ask you this. In the comments, what I want you to do is I want you to let me know if you know already what your membership is most likely going to be focused on. Is it going to be focused more on, let's see here. Is it going to be more focused on ongoing problem? Is it more going to be focused on teaching a skill? Or is it more focused on perhaps creating convenience for people? Let me know in the comments. Great. Okay, so I see some ones and twos. I see threes. I see one and two, teaching a skill, teaching a skill, creating convenience. One, oh my goodness, you guys are ongoing problem. Great. Teaching a skill. Awesome. Okay, thank you so much, guys. Look at you. This is fantastic. A lot of teaching skills, a lot of ongoing problems. I see a lot of convenience in there too as well, which is fantastic. Great. So here's the thing. The reason we went through that content is because that's largely going to impact the direction you're going to go as far as what you provide inside of your membership, right? So there's no point in just, you know, flailing along and starting a membership site without having a proper strategy. You know, I see a lot of times people will make the mistake of thinking, oh, just Stu, just tell me the marketing stuff. I just need to know like what I need to do to get people. That's only part of it. Like if that's like building a house on quicksand, you know, because as fast as you get people in, if you don't have a solid foundation, it's going to sink and it's going to sink fast. And so you've got to have your foundation strategy set in place. And a huge part of that is being very clear about why you are showing up in the marketplace and how you are helping them in terms of who you're serving. So the other thing that we talked about is that we talked about the six membership models.
And this really expands on like those home run indicators of, yes, this market, they want to, you know, they have an ongoing problem. Great, I can help them with that. Or, yes, this market are teaching a new, they want to learn or master a skill. Great, I can help them with that. Or, this market, I can help them, create more convenience in their life in some capacity. So, once you got that clarity, those are home run indicators. Like, if you check the box and said yes for any one of those, that's like a home run indicator. Now, it's about like, okay, well, what membership model makes sense? And we talked about, number one, there was the publisher model. Number two is the UPS model. Number three is the coaching model. Number four is modular or drip. Number five was the community. And number six was the combo. So then we also talked about some bonus models. And that was number seven, the VIP model, which again, these are perfect for more e-commerce related memberships. We got the project of the month. And then we've got number nine, which is the subscription box. Now, of those, let me know in the comments, which one are you most likely to do? And I see here, Lisa says community and coaching. And Dale says, can you have a mix? Yeah, absolutely, you can have a mix. But what I want you to do is I want you to get clear on what is your primary membership model. Because the primary membership model is going to drive the direction of your content. So what we're doing is we're building on top of what we talked about last Thursday. If you were to skip through the training from last Thursday and you dive into today, then what's going to happen is that you got to go back and you got to watch Thursday's session because it's going to give you the clarity in terms of what your primary membership model is all about. And I see here lots of publishers, combos, coaching and community, I see UPS in there, combo, publisher drip, great. I see another publisher, another drip. Holy moly, coaching, you guys are on fire in the comments. This is amazing. This is one of the big benefits of expanding the capacity of the comments is that we have everybody who's jumping in and diving in. It's incredible. Publishing, UPS, combo, VIP, great. And so I got to give a shout out to all my e-commerce peeps as well who I know are tuning in because this is one of the most exciting things right now is how e-commerce businesses are incorporating membership into their business and immediately generating an additional recurring revenue stream from models like the VIP, the Project of the Month, or the Subscription Box. So it's super awesome to see how people are starting to embrace this both on a digital sense in terms of a knowledge-based business, but also from a physical product business and a service-based business. Love seeing that. Okay. Great. Awesome. Thank you, gang. So this is really important. And if you were to skip over this and fall into the trap of like, oh, I already know all this stuff. Oh, I've already heard that stuff. Just Stu, just get me to the marketing. And I'm sitting here saying, no. That's like building a house on quicksand. If you don't have the right foundational strategy, because the foundational strategy is going to drive your content. Your content is going to drive your marketing. Your marketing is going to drive your retention. So it's all built on top of each other. So here's what we're going to do. Today, I'm going to draw a blue line in the sand. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And we're going to get started with talking first and foremost about the four reasons why people really buy. Now, this is really important because we think that people join a membership site because they want access to content or they want access to a community. And truth be told, that's a half truth. That's a half truth. What people are joining for from, again, this is years and years of experience working with people in all kinds of different markets is that they're joining for other reasons. And the reasons that I'm going to outline for you today are very important that you understand. Because when we get into the content, which we're going to do right after that, you're going to see how these reasons drive what we provide inside of a membership. Okay? So, first reason, number one. People want more from you. How many authors or speakers have you seen or read or heard from that you thought to yourself, oh my gosh, like I would love to follow up and ask them a question? If there's a particular speaker, an author, an influencer, podcaster, YouTuber who you have watched and heard from that you were just like, yes, like I would love to ask them a question. Let me know. Who would that be in the comments? Just give me the names of, like, for me, I remember the first time that I heard this classic speaker. His name is Charlie Tremendous Jones. I love Charlie Tremendous Jones. And some of you probably never ever heard of the guy. He's unfortunately no longer with us. He was an amazing man. And the first time I heard him speak, I'm like, I want more of him. I see Amy Porterfield, James Webmar, Rachel Miller, Carrie Wilkerson, Rachel Hollis, Seth Godin, Esther Perel, Marie Forleo, Tony Robbins, Leslie Varenick, Tom Bilyeu, Brendan Burchard, Tony Robbins, Marie Forleo again, Gary Vaynerchuk, Scott Harrison, Christy Wright. Oh my goodness, you guys are coming in fast and furious. I saw it. Kerry Green. Awesome. Oh my goodness. Don Miller. Jasmine Starr, Brene Brown, Oprah Winfrey, Lisa Nichols, Wayne Dyer, Donald Miller, Kerry Green again, I see, Shaw Wuzman, Jenna Kutcher. You guys are amazing. Look at you guys are on fire in here. Thank you for those of you who mentioned my name. I really appreciate that. You know, bonus points for you. I appreciate that. You guys are awesome. Great. Robin Sharma, another Torontonian. Amazing. Brian Tracy, yes. Coach Glitter, yes. Sonia Stringer, Tim Ferriss, Jay Shetty. You guys are awesome. Okay, so we've all been in that position, right? Where we have read a book, or we've heard them speak, we've heard them on a podcast, we've watched them on a YouTube video, and we thought, oh my gosh, like I would love to be able to follow up. But here's the problem. Most people don't have any way to follow up. And so, yes, they could get like some other, you know, perhaps podcast episodes or, you know, perhaps I see shout out for Pat Flynn, Russell Brunson, Brooke Castillo, Mel Robbins. You guys are awesome. James Clear. By the way, I had a funny moment because some of you are very curious as to, you know, this whole setup. I even had people asking like if we could take pictures of the books that we have up on our shelves. You cheeky monkeys, you. Okay, but bottom line is that people want more. When they hear something that they love, that they are intrigued by, that they've learned something from, they want more. And so this is why people are buying. It's not because they just want more, access to a whole bunch of random information. They want more from you. They want more from you. They've heard you. They like you. They want to continue to work with you. Number two, this is going to sound completely counterintuitive to what I just said. People want less. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, here's the reality. In today's day and age, there is so much free information readily available. And so there's so much information that people are overwhelmed. They don't want just a whole bunch of random information. And so what they want is they want the right information from the right source, right? So they don't want a whole bunch of information just to have a whole bunch of information. So no longer is like the quote thud factor of getting access to a whole bunch of stuff appealing anymore, because we have so much coming at us that we just want to be able to save time. Like if somebody can give me what is in a 300-page book in 12 pages, I'm willing to pay for it. And I'm not the only one, because some of the most successful subscription sites are executivesummaries.com, right? What do? They take books that are on the shelves that people have every good intention of reading but never get around to, and they condense it right down. And instead of 300 pages, it's 12 pages. And people are willing to pay more on a monthly basis to have the condensed version than they are for the original extended version. Why? Saves them time. Saves them time. People want less information. They don't. It's not that they don't want the information, but they want it in a more condensed, easier to access way. Number three. People want, here, hopefully I get my spelling right, convenience and speed. So here's what I mean by this. If you can make somebody's life easier, if you can create that convenience that we were talking about, where, you know, instead of having to think about what I'm going to teach in a lesson plan as teacher, as a teacher thinking about the lesson plan that I've got to create, instead I can literally have lesson plans that are handed to me, instead of having to think about what's creating a whole new Sunday sermon every week, but instead having it handed to you, so I just got to make a few tweaks. Instead of like having to think about, like, you know, come up from scratch, like Facebook ad templates for selling houses, instead I'm just given a proven template that's going to sell the house. That is convenience. And people are willing to pay a premium of that. I got to tell you a real quick story. I was a good friend of mine, James Wedmore, and I, he and I went to attend a Mumford & Sons festival. And it was in my hometown. It was the most amazing thing ever. Like our town had maybe 15,000 people who lived there. And this festival came and there was over 35,000 people. It was ridiculous. It was like twice the size of the actual town. Anyway, long story short, we go to this festival. We're, you know, big. I'm a big Mumford & Sons fan. And Mumford & Sons fan. I think that came out right. Anyways, I'm a big fan. And so I wanted to get some like t-shirts and stuff. But there was this gigantic line, like huge line. And we asked people who were like, you know, midway. We said, how long have you been waiting? They're like, oh, we've been here for probably, you know, an hour 45 minutes. And we're like, oh my gosh, like we don't want to wait in line that long. And so James said, here, come with me. He's like, I got an idea. So we went up to the front of the line. We went two people back. And we struck up a conversation with them. And James asked, he said, hey, what are you looking to buy? And the girl said, well, I'm going to get a t-shirt for myself and a t-shirt for my my boyfriend. And James said, well, how about we just buy your t-shirts for you if you buy our shirts when you go to order? So we'll give you money for our shirts, plus we'll give you money for your shirts, and then that way we don't have to wait in line. And she's like, yeah, totally. So we were willing to pay a premium, meaning James and I each paid for an additional t-shirt, just so that we wouldn't have to wait in line for an hour and a half, 2 hours before the concert. This is what I'm sharing with you. People are willing to pay a premium if you can make their lives more convenient, if you can give them the information in a faster, distilled way.